Well, I look at your resume here. It says partial history of leadership. Founder of the UNLV Center for Lifelong Learning for retired and semi-retired residents.
Yeah, it's now called OLLI.
Yeah, people talk about that all the time.
Good program.
How did that come about?
There was a woman named Stephanie Smith. She was working at the Jewish Family Services. That's why she's clearing her throat. And she was complaining about being rejected by all the deans. And Sari, who was also, you were volunteering there?
I was on the board of the Jewish Family Services.
So she said, why don't you talk to my husband? What I was doing, continuing it. So Stephanie showed up. Stephanie brought a guy from the Harvard program. Last name was Rush. I'm not sure of his first name. Shirley Harris was involved. Carol Stedman was involved. Edith Katz's husband, I don't know if they were married at the time, Gil Yarshiver,
mm-hmm.
We formed a group.
Oh, Gil.
Gil was involved.
Oh, not Lloyd.
No, Lloyd was gone.
Yeah.
It was Gil.
Okay.
So we just sat and plotted, and we gave them a place, and they grew very easily. It was called Excel at the time, Extended Education Center for Lifelong Learning.
And where were the classes held then?
Anywhere there was space.
And not on campus, it could be...
No, but I had had the job of assigning unused space to the world.
On campus?
On campus,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if I... It's the same thing I did in summer. I scheduled courses too. And continuing ed uses unused space.
Mm-hmm.
We still don't have a continuing ed building. Not because I didn't try to get one, but because I was always one-upped by someone else.
And the popularity of those courses, describe that to me over the years. How
continuing ed in general, or
yeah.
just lifelong learning?
Or both of them, yeah.
Well, because they're tied together. I mean, continuing ed has a big history on the campus. They were doing nurses recertification. They were doing real estate. Any kind of a certificate that didn't involve credit courses, non-credit education. In fact, the policy at the time was if you were going to hire someone and pay their salary from your revenue, that would be called a continuing ed course. That hasn't held up. It's been, as the deans want to make money, they do it themselves too. But they weren't supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
But back then we did. So part of the dean of continuing ed's job was to schedule the courses. Priority went to academic courses. And if there was room space available, we would use it. And then there was a three or four tiered rental agreement available for the outside world to use it. So government, nonprofits, and then for-profits, all of them used the campus, which was small. It wasn't very big at the time. But then the policy stayed as the thing grew.
I think that's interesting. I don't know that I was aware that it had the Jewish Family Services connection
to
it. You know?
Why
did that happen?
Stephanie Smith was either working there or
she,
mm-hmm.
she worked there.
She worked
in
there.
The office, and I was on the board, and I hung around a lot, did a lot of work for them.
Yeah, and Stephanie was familiar with the Harvard program in Cambridge.
Yeah.
And she knew that I was a Harvard graduate, so that was another connection to put all of us together.
That's
she and
great.
I just sat around a couple of times for several hours and just talked about things, especially education.
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie was really excited about education and said she desperately missed going to those classes. And I told her that Paul had some ideas, and she should go and talk to him.
That's great how that turned out.
Yeah.
And the popularity is just constantly growing.
Mm-hmm.
So in those early days, what were some of the favorite or the first classes?
Well, it was done a little bit differently then, because everything changes. But the idea from Stephanie was that there'd be no leader or teacher in a class. You'd pick a topic. So, for example, one topic was China. And Sig Stein, a local pharmacist, that was his hobby, China. So that was a very popular class. I don't know if we had what they have now, soapbox with an open topic course.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we had one of those. there was whatever the local person was interested in, they did.